Outlet, they did. But it's the end of the game that has people talking a little bit today and over the weekend of what happened. With 20 seconds left, you have an altercation on the side. And it's not a good look. Anthony Jones and Colston Loveland are jawing at each other. Looks like Jones kind of takes a swipe at the face mask of Loveland. Loveland follows with a headbutt, and then Jones grabs him on both sides of the helmet and kind of throws him to the side and on the ground. And then all hell breaks loose because the entire Michigan sideline came out onto the field. And Michigan State sideline did not. In fact, the Michigan State players didn't come running over to get involved with this initially. Initially, it was all maize and blue going after Michigan State, going after Anthony Jones in particular. And then the coaches come out on the field, there's staffers on the field, and they're all trying to keep people back. And from the Michigan State side, they did a great job of that, of not getting other players involved. But when you're watching it unfold, you do see Michigan players taking liberties with some people wearing green, whether it was a jersey or just a green jacket because they're a staffer. And it looks like Kellel Mullings, Samaj Morgan, that they are a couple players that are involved in something that looks a little bit more than just extracurricular. And that maybe at some point we could hear something from the Big Ten if they wanted to hand down any kind of suspensions. Nothing was handed out during the game, which is kind of crazy when you think of it this way, that the clock is still ticking while this is going on, while there are players on the Michigan sideline coming onto the field while the clock is still ticking. Now, I'm not going to complain too much about this. I'm really not. As I'm over it. State lost the game. Yes, people want to make comparisons to what happened a couple years ago with the tunnel incident, and I thought that was way over the top the way it was handled by Harbaugh, by Ward Manuel, by the Attorney General, by everybody involved with that. I thought it was way over the top the way that it was handled. The way that this was handled afterwards, it's almost like it didn't happen, which is kind of strange. Nobody's really talking about it. Jonathan Smith didn't pound the table. Alan Hallard, the athletic director from Michigan State, he wasn't pounding a table. Nobody's on the phone with law enforcement to make. Nobody's trying to, let's gather all the cell phone evidence we have. And all, none of that's going on. And yet it's basically the same thing, except one happened in a tunnel and one happens on the field. And when it happened in the tunnel a couple years ago, I said on the air that had this happened 100 feet west of the tunnel and on the field, that nothing would have happened. It would have just been, oh, yeah, heat of the moment, guys are upset, fights happen, it's just football. Because that's kind of what it was. Now, I know Michigan fans will go, well, we don't throw helmets at players and all this, and they were getting up, and it was unprovoked. It wasn't unprovoked. And, yeah, helmet swinging, that gets a little bit too much. And players were suspended for the rest of the season from the Michigan State side. Players were brought up on charges a couple years ago, which was kind of ridiculous when you look back at it. I'm not calling for anybody to be brought up on charges. Should there be an investigation by the Big Ten to see whether or not Mullings or others deserve to be suspended for a game? Sure. I think that should happen. I know Michigan won't do it proactively. That never happens. Like, I don't know, for instance, maybe when you have a player on your team that got arrested for speeding in an area and then there's a gun in the car. I know they won't address it right away proactively. They got a big game coming up Saturday. They can't do it proactively. They can't suspend them. But that's a little bit of my green and white side coming out. And as I try to calm down, I will tell you all that I don't think what happened on Saturday night was a huge deal. The problem is the precedent was set a couple years ago when, again, it was a similar incident, and it was made like it was the biggest deal in the world. That's a problem. I will also tell you this. There continues to be a problem at Michigan Stadium of keeping the teams away from each other. Michigan's sideline had no business coming out into the field, and yet they did. And this was towards the end of the game. But at halftime, there was also an issue as Michigan players were trying to get up the tunnel while Michigan State had not gotten to the tunnel yet or hadn't finished going through the tunnel yet. And there's nobody there to stop them. The officials on the referees, the guys wearing the black and white, they were the ones that had to stop that from happening because there could have been something that happened at halftime. Fortunately, there wasn't. But I thought over the years that we've learned things, specifically at that stadium, that you need to keep the players away from each other, particularly at halftime and postgame. But that was a problem there. So what does this mean in the long run? Probably not a whole lot. Maybe a Michigan player or two, maybe they get suspended. We'll see. If not, I'm not going to cry about it. It is what it is. It's football. I don't think it's that big of a deal. But could it be deserving of a suspension? Yeah, if they look into it. Will the Big Ten even look into it? I don't know. Will the NCAA do anything about it? Probably not. And instead, you're going to have a game on Saturday in Ann Arbor, Michigan taking on Oregon, and they might take some serious lumps in that game because Michigan has no offense. And Michigan's vaunted defense, they're good, not great. And I'm not even sure how good they are. They're definitely good, but it's not like they're just this close. No, they're not anywhere near what you thought they were going to be. They're a pretty decent defense, but it's nowhere near what they were last year.
Now, it sounds like to me that you don't think this should be made a bigger deal than it is.
Correct.
After the game stuff, the kneel down. But something did happen.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, and we know the history, the tunnel and everything like that, I'm asking you, do you think the rivalry has gotten too toxic at all? Like,
no.
Okay. That stuff was just football in your mind. It wasn't like anything.
It is a rivalry. Mm-hmm. These teams hate each other.
The fan base hates each other.
Fan base hates each other. It's a rivalry, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And the fan base hates each other during the course of the game. And nobody, but before the game, we're friends with the other side, right? Michigan fans have Michigan State fans as friends and vice versa. I wasn't there. Normally I go to this game, but I didn't go because it was a night game and I just didn't want to deal with it. If it were a 3:30 kick, I would have been there. If it were a noon kick, I would have been there. And I would have been reveling with my Michigan friends. We've been having beers together before the game, sharing a brat, whatever the case. We would have had a great time. And after the game, we would have gotten back to the cars and, you know, I had a post-game beverage or whatever, or even if it means a Coke Zero. We would have been fine. But during the game, it's different. You know, the switch goes on and everybody's in combat mode. It is what it is. It's a rivalry. And there's no hiding from it. The Michigan players admit afterwards, they're a big rival of ours, and, you know, things get heated, and that's just what happens. Colston Loveland had the little brother comments on the field after the game, and then he walked it back a little bit later on and said, I may have gone a little too far with that, and then started giving some accolades to Michigan State and said, look, it's just a rivalry. It is. It's just the rivalry. Stupid things are said. Stupid things are done. It happens Auburn, Alabama. It happens Michigan, Ohio State. It happens Michigan, Michigan State. It happens everywhere when you get to rivalry games. I don't think it's toxic.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just want to throw it out there. I'm not saying it is or isn't. I just, want to get your thoughts on that because things have happened the last few years more. I don't know if it seems more than other times, but maybe it's just recency bias that, it's happening right now, so I'm reacting. But, you and Doug know how I feel about college football. And college football fans, y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy.
We're crazy.
And that's part of what makes college football unique
think it's different between, that's the difference between college and pros is that you have this connection to your school. And, it's not like Lions fans don't have a connection to the Lions.
But it's a different connection.
Totally, you don't.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's why I want the two. I can be able to distinguish between college football and pro football. Just because I'm a pro football guy more than college football doesn't mean I don't like college football, but I like the differences. And nowadays, with NIL and everything going on with money and the contracts, the lines are being blurred more and it's becoming professional sports. And I don't want to lose what college football is. And honestly, what part of college football is these great rivalries.
Yeah.
Got to keep them in check, though.
And it is a great rivalry. But I'm not calling for anything to happen. If something happens, if the Big Ten decides they want to suspend Mullings or whomever, okay, but I'm not asking for it. I'm not demanding it. Game's over. Michigan State lost. Michigan came out on top.